have a petition here for you today that speaks to adding or filling a unpaid or unfunded staff position at the fire hall.
The timing was perfect as pagers went off for more than a dozen volunteers in the assembly chambers with their nightly 6:30 test call, right as Assistant Chief Dave Berg addressed the assembly. Berg submitted a petition from volunteers asking the borough to fill a vacant coordinator's position. He explained that the night coverage with the ambulance has been suffering for some time. Berg said the department is sometimes left without a volunteer trained as an emergency medical technician signed up to be on call. That means sending out multiple emergency pager calls to find available volunteers who are trained to respond.
So code reds mean delays to patient care. No one likes to wait when they call an ambulance. And remember, an ambulance call needs at least two crew, and one must be an EMT to respond. So hiring an EMS coordinator or firefighter could make a big difference. That means fewer code red calls and maintaining a dependable ambulance service for the community.
Fire and EMS Director Sandy Dixon responds for the department when volunteers are not available. Berg told the assembly that the department has 22 regular EMS volunteers. Some are only trained at a lower level as emergency trauma technicians and can't respond on a medical call without someone trained to a higher level as an EMT. Rexanne Stafford is one of those EMTs and has been with the department for 27 years.
When I first started, we had 35 active EMTs. And we did for quite a few years. And now we're down to, I don't know, probably between 12 and 15 active EMTs. And so it's difficult. The last year especially, it seems like the nights with the code reds have gotten more and more frequent. And sometimes it's quite a delay in response. And I'm really afraid at some point it's going to matter, that delay, that 7 to 8 minute delay.
Volunteers also said filling the position could help get some of the ETTs trained as EMTs and help with the shortfall. The EMS coordinator's job is funded in a draft budget that the borough staff has proposed as a placeholder for next year, but assembly members have been reluctant to give the borough the go-ahead to fill that position until there's a better understanding of state budget impacts on the local government. Here's Assemblymember Jay Stanton Greger on a radio call-in show earlier in the day addressing the EMS job and a vacant police sergeant's job.
When filling a position, let's say you get a worst-case scenario, you don't have to fire somebody 6 months later because they're the junior employee. That really, you know, that impacts people's real life. And leaving that open right now, although we need those positions, like, it wouldn't be prudent to go ahead and do that and, you know, negatively impact somebody's life that way. I think playing the patient's game is the hardest part.
The assembly has a special meeting this Wednesday at 6 p.m. for their first review of that draft borough budget. They also unanimously passed a resolution this week opposing Governor Dunleavy's budget proposal, joining other municipalities in making that formal statement. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.